Recorded Books presents Spreading Hate, The Global Rise of White Supremacist Terrorism by Daniel Byman, narrated by James Lurie. Introduction. Spreading Hate. Brenton Tarrant was proud of his guns. Tarrant, who shot 51 Muslims at the Al-Nur Mosque and Linwood Islamic Center in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2019, made sure to give his viewers close-ups of his weapons, which he had decked out in different emblems of white supremacy, in a video of his attack he broadcast on Facebook Live. As Tarrant intended, the various emblems represented the white power movement's past and where it is today. At least two of Tarrant's rifles referred to 11-year-old Ebba Åkerlund, who died in 2017 when a rejected Muslim Uzbek asylum seeker hijacked a truck and drove it through a crowd in Stockholm, Sweden, killing her and four others. Tarrant linked this hijacking to a seemingly endless war of Christian civilization against the barbaric forces of Islam. Other weapons and cartridges bore the labels Vienna, 1683, and Malta, 1565, referring to the failed Ottoman sieges in both locations, and Acre, 1189, a battle during the Crusades. Also proudly displayed were the names of several Serb leaders who fought the Ottomans, Charles Martel, who halted the spread of Islam in Europe by winning the Battle of Tours in 732, and David the Builder, the Georgian king who drove the Seljuk Turks out of Georgia after triumphing at the Battle of Digri in 1121. Tarrant's weapons also displayed the Schwarze Zone, or Black Sun, a symbol used by modern neo-Nazi groups, and the Azov Battalion, which fights in Ukraine. Tarrant, however, thought beyond Europe. The number 14 is emblazoned on one assault rifle, referring to the 14-word credo of white supremacists first put forward in the United States by David Lane, a white supremacist ideologue and member of the 1980s-era terrorist group The Order. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. The same rifle also says, "Here's your migration compact," referring to the UN agreement that attempted to coordinate an international response to migrant flows. In both the technology he used and his style, Tarrant revealed himself to be at the cutting edge of the white supremacist movement. Along with his video, Tarrant released a manifesto, The Great Replacement, echoing a thesis, which originated in France, of a white genocide, a fear common among white supremacists that whites are being deliberately obliterated through a mix of immigration, intermarriage, and other means. Tarrant praised then U.S. President Donald Trump as a symbol of white supremacy. Yet for all this mix of the esoteric, historic, and current events, Tarrant also littered his manifesto with in-jokes and references to internet memes. Much of it was simply shit-posting, throwing out a wide range of ideas to troll the broader public in the hope of provoking a reaction from a broader online audience, which would increase attention to his manifesto. Indeed, at least part of Tarrant's goals seemed in keeping with white supremacist ideas of accelerationism, trying to worsen societal polarization with the goal of hastening an inevitable race war that will allow whites once again to rule the land. Tarrant's attack was another iteration of a deadly wave of white supremacist terrorism that exploits the internet and involves the use of individuals and networks rather than well-organized groups to strike at the movement's enemies. This wave really began in 2011 when Anders Behring Breivik warned, "The civil war has started," as he proceeded in the name of white power to kill 77 people, mostly youths at a camp for a left-leaning political party, in two dramatic attacks in Norway in 2011. Breivik's attacks horrified the world, and his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?